Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible, kids. I'm Ezekiel. Today is the 20th day of August. Today we're reading 1 Corinthians 12:27 to 13:13, and reading the easy-to-read version. All of you together are the body of Christ. Each one of you is a part of that body. And in the church, God has given a place first to apostles, second to prophets, and third to teachers. Then God has given a place to those who do miracles, those who have gifts of healing, those who can help others, those who are able to lead, and those who can speak in different kinds of languages. Not all are apostles, not all are prophets, not all are teachers, not all do miracles, not all have gifts of healing, not all speak in different kinds of languages, not all interpret those languages. Continue to give your attention to the spiritual gifts you consider to be the greatest. But now I want to point out a way of life that is even greater. I may speak in different languages, whether human or even of angels, but if I don't have love, I am only a noisy bell or a ringing cymbal. I may have the gift of prophecy, I may understand all secrets and know everything there is to know, and I may have faith so great that I can move mountains, but even with all this, if I don't have love, I am nothing. I may give away everything I have to help others, and I may even give my body as an offering to be burned, but I gain nothing by doing all this if I don't have love. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous. It does not brag, and it is not proud. Love is not rude. It is not selfish, and it cannot be made angry easily. Love does not remember wrongs done against it. Love is never happy when others do wrong, but it is always happy with the truth. Love never gives up on people. It never stops trusting, never loses hope, and never quits. Love will never end, but all those gifts will come to an end. Even the gift of prophecy, the gift of speaking in different kinds of languages, and the gift of knowledge. These will all end because this knowledge and these prophecies will have are not complete. But when perfection comes, the things that are not complete will end. When I was a child, I talked like a child, I thought like a child, and I made plans like a child. When I became a man, I stopped those childish ways. It is the same with us. Now we see God as if we are looking at a reflection in a mirror. But then, in the future, we will see Him right before our eyes. Now I know only a part, but at that time I will know fully, as God has known me. So these three things continue: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. Let's pray for love today. Dear Jesus, help us to have love in our hearts, because love gives us the fruits of the Spirit. Love gives us the things that please you. Love gives us the things that make you happy and things that make you proud and things that benefit us. Love gives us many other emotions and other opportunities in our life that just strengthens our bond with you. So help us to focus on love for you, love for ourselves, and just love in our hearts and in our minds in general. In Jesus' name, amen. That's it for today. I'm Ezekiel. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.